There's been lots of fuss about the lack of baby formula, but that's not all that's scarce on grocers' shelves. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 31st and final day of May. We hope you had a meaningful Memorial weekend, and thanks for being with us. In other news, GM and not one, but two charging ports could be a game changer. An example of a tweet a company should never send: consumer spending is changing, and that has had a retail impact. We've got the Wall Street Report, and even as stocks struggled today, home prices have hit a new record. For the interview, you'll meet Bryna Young, who has remanufactured herself into a sea captain for hire out of Iowa. You got to hear this. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers, at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you were along for the ride, and no kidding, we hope that you had a glorious Memorial weekend. By the way, you want to follow us along on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You know, much has been made regarding the shortage of baby formula on grocer shelves, but that's only one of several items that's getting harder to find. Love Money is reporting that some cooking oils are in short supply. You see, Ukraine is the world's top producer of sunflower oil, accounting for around 47% of the annual global supply. But the country's exports have been devastated by the Russian invasion. And with sunflower oil in short supply, demand for other cooking oils, well, it's up, which also makes those items tough to find and more expensive. Put soy products on the list as well. The United States Department of Agriculture has predicted that the soybean crop across Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, which account for most of America's soybean imports, is the lowest it's been since the 2018-2019 period. The total harvest is down 18 million tons from last year, which has been mainly caused by severe droughts in the area. Meat products. Yeah, we all know that story. According to an investigation that was published in May this year, the meat packing firms lobbied the U.S. government for a special dispensation to remain open at the height of COVID-19, despite the danger it posed to workers. But now, American meat shortages are a very real risk due to factors such as the soybean shortage and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Why would that be? Think animal feed. How about eggs? A study carried out by SurveyMonkey earlier this year found that more than 50% of shoppers have noticed a shortage of meat or eggs in their local grocery store, and prices are skyrocketing as a result. According to data published by CBS, for example, grade A large eggs were 73% more expensive in May of 2022 than they were in May of last year. And yeah, then there was that bird flu thing as well. How about wheat? America is seeing some of its worst wheat crops in history, with just 30% of its output classified as good to excellent. Meanwhile, Ukraine is the 8th largest producer and 6th largest exporter of wheat globally, supplying 10% of total exports. And yes, we all know what's happening there. And then there's canned goods. Why? Well, there's a shortage of aluminum, and it's making it hard for people to stock up on canned food. According to the Financial Post, aluminum prices in London reached a 13-year high just this past spring. Those items, and we haven't even mentioned sand and chlorine. Yeah, think about that. No chlorine for the pool? It is always something. Well, General Motors is onto something, and that something is faster charging of EVs. Sort of like, you know, it's faster to fill an empty pot with two faucets rather than just one? MarketWatch is reporting that General Motors has filed a patent application with an incredibly simple idea, but one that is illustrative of the way cars are changing. GM's patent would let users charge the entire battery from one 800-volt port, the entire battery from one 400-volt port, or half of it from one of each. The ports are bi-directional, so they could also be used to power other EVs or equipment in the field. The patent may never become a working item. Many automakers' patents never do. This could be just another drawing on a whiteboard. But it illustrates something new about the car market. Engineers learn to tease as much performance as possible from the internal combustion engine through a century of tinkering and trying wacky things with fire. A pair of charging cords and a driver using two charging stations at once while cars line up for their turn may not be the innovation that makes EVs easier for Americans to live with day to day, but the electrical engineers are the new creative thinkers who will reshape what our cars cost and what we do for them and what they do for us. Well, it was a tough weekend for the airline industry as hundreds of flights were canceled. Inc. is reporting that on Saturday, Delta canceled 253 flights and delayed another 530. Now, true, Delta Airlines wasn't the only airline canceling flights, but it was among the hardest hit. Now, if you were one of the people who thought that they were going to show up at the airport, get on a plane, and spend the weekend barbecuing with family, only to find out your flight was canceled and now you have to wait to be rebooked, you would be, pretty frustrated. And that is what happened in this case. For example, this Twitter exchange went viral over the weekend. It appears that the original post came from a customer who found out Friday evening that their Saturday morning flight had been canceled. And, that is frustrating. They contacted Delta and apparently waited on hold for a long time before tweeting again. It seems pretty obvious by now that they're really frustrated. That said, the tweet wasn't particularly rude. The response were coming from customer service and a person who identified themselves as Daisy. Now, the tweets kept coming from the customer, and then this from Daisy, or whoever was tweeting for Delta. They said, quote, "Can you calm down and allow me some time to work, please? ?" End quote. Ouch. Now, in the end, Delta apologized in the same thread. In this case, the customer appeared to be satisfied with the outcome, thanking Daisy, who worked her magic and made things happen. Customer service people have a tough job, especially in stressful situations like this, but it is never okay to tell the customer to calm down. You know, over the past several months, we've seen a shift in consumer spending. No longer are customers buying stuff, they are now buying experiences, dinners out, and travel. And that shift is causing trouble for retailers, and it's being played out in the numbers. MarketWatch is reporting that shares of Target plunged 29% in May, their worst month since October of 1987, and second worst monthly performance on record. Walmart stock saw a 16% drop in May, its worst month since January of 2009. The S&P 500 index's consumer discretionary and consumer staples sector each fell almost 5% in May, according to FactSet. Only real estate fared worse, with losses of more than 5% for the month. But remember this, travel and hospitality spending is up. So at least there is that. Well, it was the end of the rally from last week as investors resorted to the sell arrangement. The Dow sank by 222 points to close at 32,990, while the NASDAQ lost 49 points to end the session at 12,081, and the S&P 500 was down by 26 points to close at 41.32. Investors, they are spooked at rising inflation rates, supply chain disruption, and the war in Ukraine. There is also the fear that rising interest rates could stem consumer buying, and that truly would be an issue. And finally, there is this. Home prices growth hit a record high in March as fierce competition among would-be buyers for the limited supply of properties continued to power a seller's market. Nationally, home prices were 20.6% higher than in March of last year, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That's above the 20% annual growth seen in March of last year, and it's the highest year-over-year increase in more than three decades. Sunbelt cities saw the fastest rises. Prices climbed 34.8% in Tampa, Florida, 32.6% in Phoenix, and 32% in Miami. With home prices sky high and the average mortgage rate now above 5%, price growth is expected to slow in the coming months. But if you own your home, you are sitting on a pile of cash. All right, click ahead for what has got to be one of the most interesting business interviews we've ever done. Her name is Brenna Young, and who several years ago was a guest of the program talking about her catering business, which she then sold and then went back to Coast Guard school to become a captain for hire. Oh, really? And it's a great story about entrepreneurship in an area you wouldn't think of, starting in Iowa. Brenna Young for the interview.